The biggest rodents found in California may also be the most helpful. Kate Lundquist, Associate Director of the Water Institute at the Occidental Arts and Ecology Center, says beavers help humans in several ways.
Second to humans, they alter the environment more than any other species. They're capable of cutting down trees on scale and are able, in doing so, to make wetlands. A lot of aquatic species gravitate towards the habitat created by beaver, whether it's insects or birds or other mammals. And then by creating those dams, they slow the water down and help it infiltrate into the groundwater and recharge the aquifer. They filter out sediment and excess nutrients or toxins, so the water quality ends up being a lot better as a result, having gone through a beaver wetland.
Beaver are considered a keystone species, one that plays a vital role in the ecological system they inhabit. By simply letting them be their naturally industrious selves, Lundquist says, we could accomplish even more to restore the habitat needed to revive salmon populations in many California streams.
It's been proven through numerous scientific studies that beaver help salmon by providing them habitat and giving them places where they can live over the winter and grow big enough so that they have more success getting out to sea and therefore coming back. Similarly, with watershed restoration in general, we spend a lot of money and a lot of time restoring our degraded watersheds, and beaver could be utilized to help us.
Despite these benefits, beavers are still often seen as pests. There's historic evidence that suggests otherwise, but they are still officially designated a non-native species in California, and any landowner here can obtain a permit to kill beavers on their property. As part of a Bring Back the Beaver campaign at the OAEC, Lundquist says they are pushing for wider use of non-lethal measures to control the animals where they are unwanted.
Whether it's wrapping trees or if you've got a culvert that they want to block, you can protect it. There's a bunch of different methods for that. Lots of different things people can do to manage against flooding. There's pond leveling devices that you can implement quite easily, and they're fairly inexpensive.
Because beaver pelts were so highly prized, especially for gentlemen's top hats, they were trapped to near extinction in many areas during the 19th century. There were some serious repopulation efforts in the 1930s and 40s, Lundquist says, and today beaver can be found in much of rural California, including some spots here in Sonoma County.
They're mostly in the eastern part of the county, Sonoma Creek, and they are now at Spring Lake. And in general, in coastal California, not as abundant as they are, say, in the north and in the Central Valley and Sierras, but there are populations up and down the coast, Mendocino, Humboldt County, they're down in Santa Barbara, and even in San Diego.
As an active member in the California Beaver Working Group, the Water Institute is busily engaged in both advocacy efforts and educational programs, including a workshop Lundquist will lead at the Occidental Arts and Ecology Center on Sunday afternoon. Her goal, she says, is imparting a greater appreciation for what beavers do and how helpful they can be.
They're doing a bunch of work for us for free without needing to get permits, and they work 24/7. So if we can take advantage of that, it really would be to our benefit.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.